Or what's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An Egypt Air Airbus A320 on a flight from Paris to Cairo with 69 people on board vanished from radar early Thursday shortly after entering Egyptian airspace. The aircraft is identified as Flight 804 and was at a cruising altitude of about 11,000 meters when it disappeared. One of the more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted by the Sunni militant group Boko Haram more than 2 years ago has been rescued. Amina Ali, discovered Tuesday in the Sambisa Forest of northeast Borno State by civilian vigilantes on patrol with soldiers. The abduction of nearly 300 girls from their school village in Chibok, April 14, 2014, sparked international outrage. Amina Ali is said to be in the state capital of Maiduguri and will reportedly meet in Abuja with President Muhammadu Buhari on Thursday. He's made defeating Boko Haram insurgency a top priority. In Washington, Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson welcomed the news. She has said it's time for the U.S. and other nations to join Nigeria in the hunt for the remaining abducted girls. Aboku Gaji, leader of the vigilante group in Chibok, told VOA it's believed other girls are still in the Sambisa Forest, a militant stronghold, and that six of the abducted girls died in captivity. Ugandan opposition leader Kizza Besigye has been ordered detained until June 1st on charges of treason after being accused of unlawfully declaring himself president following February's disputed election won by longtime incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Besigye insists the vote was rigged. He's charged with treason in 2005, has been detained many times in repeated efforts to unseat Mr. Museveni.